Well, Michael, good news this week. I suppose you've got you're heading off to Antalya in Turkey for the PGA playoffs.
That's right, yes. I am heading off now tomorrow morning, early flight. So I'm leaving Derry here at 6 a.m. To head down to Dublin Airport to fly out. So it's a long journey tomorrow.
Yeah, listen, it's an exciting time. I don't know, have you been out playing out in this area before, or what's it going to be like? Do you know the different grasses, I suppose, for golf and things like that? It'll be tough to get used to.
Well, no, actually, it's actually very well prepared. I've played this golf course 3 years ago, and the condition of it's absolutely fantastic. It's very, very well prepared, like, you know, for the tournament. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it now. Hopefully, get a bit of decent weather, you know.
And tell me, to qualify for this event, is that to do with the Order of Merit, which is a fantastic achievement? You finished second this year in the Order of Merit. Is that how it was qualified, or is there another way?
Aye, that's basically how it is. There's I think about 6 or 7 regions in the PGA of UK and Ireland. And from each of the regions, the top three in the Order of Merit get to qualify to go through to the what's called the PGA playoffs. And from that, then there's opportunities going forward, like for European tour spots for next year and the PGA Cup team.
Yeah, well, just looking back at your season, you had a great year this year, especially around, it seemed to be around the summer time, as you were saying about the good weather, June, July, August, you seemed to really have peak form.
Aye, it's funny, like, you know, it's, I don't know really what happened this year, I seem to really just find form that, like, you know, I maybe had a good few years ago, and it just seemed to go for me this year, and I shot some great scores and won a few events, and was leading the Order of Merit for a good part of the year, and just got overtaken at the last event, really.
Yeah, it's exciting when you do hit form, I suppose, Michael. You must be pleased with how the year went.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's you know, it's nice. You know, I probably didn't put on an awful lot of practice or preparation for the year. I just went and didn't have too much pressure on myself, and it seemed to work this year for me.
And I'm sure this week, you're probably putting a bit of pressure on yourself this week, because it's a great opportunity, I suppose, if you can qualify for some of those European Tour Rolex events. There's a couple of them up for grabs for the top four players, and I'm sure you've seen how things went here in Ireland. It'll be a great occasion if you could make it through to one of those.
Absolutely, it would be fantastic. The two events I think that's up for grabs is the Wentworth, which is the BMW Championship, and then the British Masters. So yeah, absolutely, it would be fantastic to be qualify for it. As I say, there's, you know, if you get into the event, it's getting into the event is a hard thing, you know, but, you know, once you get there, like, you've as good a chance as anybody else of qualifying and sort of moving up the rankings, you know. So you know, let's see, anyway, fingers crossed.
So what's the situation? Is it a 72 hole or 54 hole, or what kind of event is it this week?
It's a 54 hole event, and it begins on Wednesday. So traveling tomorrow, get there 11 p.m. tomorrow night, and then I'm going to practice Monday, Tuesday, get a good feel for the golf course, and then going to move on then to the tournament starting on Wednesday. So hopefully the game's good by then.
I hope so. I hope it continues. Is it a big field this week?
Well, as I said there, there's about, I think there's five regions throughout the UK and Ireland and the PGA. So three from each of those 15, and then I think maybe a few invites. You know, guys who have won maybe prestigious events within the PGA get an invite as well. You know, so I'd say there'd be no more than 20 there, really.